Next patient was Moore Benjamin. M-O-O-R-E, Moore. Benjamin, B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N, Benjamin. Date of birth is 7/29/77. Date of visit is 3/21/22. Please make copy for doctor. I'm sorry, Black Sheep Medical. That is Black Sheep Medical. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph. History present illness. This is a obese 44-year-old white male who has a long-standing history of obstructive sleep apnea. Has been on a CPAP mask nightly for more than 15 years. The patient states, since childhood, he has had problems with his breathing and lungs and was born preemie at 26 weeks. Denies any significant cough, but has shortness of breath with activity and denied chest pains. Denies leg or calf muscle pains. And he did lose some weight over the past year, up to 20 pounds. Next paragraph, ancestry includes history of hypertension for 10 years, history of hyperlipidemia, and anxiety. Next paragraph, allergies none listed. Next, past history includes left knee repair, right leg he has scars in his lower extremities from previous surgeries and injuries. Next paragraph, allergies none listed. Next, habits, patient has no history of smoking, drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, system review. Oh, I'm sorry, family history, both parents are alive. No issue of asthma or chronic bronchitis. And father has hypertension. Next, system review of the patient has some fatigue, no fever, no nerve vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary symptoms, frequency or flank pains, and no joint pains or muscle aches. Has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, palpitations, and has no anxiety, no depression, denies easy bruising, has no joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Next, physical exam. This elderly, I'm sorry, not elderly, can you please mention the med list included lisinopril 10 by 12.5 milligrams daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, Xanax 0.5 milligrams PR. And next paragraph. The head, eyes, nose, and throat. I'm sorry. The system review, the patient denies weight loss, fatigue, fever, no cataracts, glaucoma, no vertigo. I'm sorry, no vertigo or hoarseness. Has no chest pain but has apneic episodes. No heartburn. No jaw pain or calf muscle pain. Yeah, joint pains, muscle stiffness, no seizures, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. Oh, can you mention allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, the patient does not smoke. No significant alcohol. Was exposed to secondhand smoke while working. Next, physical exam. This average built elderly white male is alert. No acute distress. I'm sorry, not elderly. This is a moderately obese middle-aged white male. Alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, edema. Blood pressure 160 over 80. Pulse 92, respiration is 20, temperature 97.1, weight is 233. Itchy and ear, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear. Neck supple, no venous distension, no thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds. No crackles or wheezes on either side. Heart sounds regular as one less to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organically. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. Normal reflexes, no gross, more left skin and nerves closely intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Next paragraph. Impression. Number one, obstructive sleep apnea syndrome. Number two is hypertension. Number three is exogenous obesity. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to continue with his present regimen of medications. Also get a chest x-ray in May. He will need new equipment for his CPAP machine, which was ordered, and a CBC complete metabolic study will be ordered. And let's see, the patient will also will come back for a follow-up. Approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Black Sheep Medical. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza. Thank you for the consultation.